Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Brusten Northman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Northman.
Thursday, Kyle Brusten Northman live from Brewtown Trading Club. Brewtown Trading. I feel like I'm in a club because they're telling me about how much money they're making on these cards that they have here.
This is great.
The biggest selection in the state. They're live streaming daily on Fanatics Live.
I mean, memorabilia feels like a little club in and of itself, so you're not too wrong. And we got a little box here that we're going to unbox a little bit later in the show. I'm excited to do that.
We need to get a Brad Northman little jersey in here to hang
it
up.
It does not belong next to Wembanyama, Antetokounmpo, Ronaldo, Love, Curry, Jokic.
He's the greatest punter in Badgers history. He deserves to be somewhere.
Yeah, but what do you
somewhere,
think that would go
but not
for?
Here.
What do you think that would go for in a store like this?
$100.
Wow, even $100?
Yeah.
That's saying something. I was going to say maybe 50. Maybe 50 bucks? Maybe where my family members would buy
away.
It. Give it a giveaway.
Yeah, we could do it as an over-under.
Who's
gift.
That again? Who's that? Is that a custom-made jersey?
Yeah. Nortman?
Yeah,
Nortman.
I know a nerd man. I don't know no Nortman.
Nerd 800- man.
800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and Text Line. Liz is more. Ben Brust. Kyle Wallace, Brad Northman, and Alex Strofe back at the Gruber Law Offices. One Call, That's All Studios. You can get us on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. Now, it's been a while, I feel like, since we've started the show in a place of chaos. And there was chaos that I had been a part of yesterday on accident. If you've ever ruined a surprise and you have a good story, 800-990-3776. Again, the Carbless Talk and Text Line. Be ready to share those with us. So my wife is in Atlanta, and she's flying back right now. There was an event last night in which her sister, and her two brothers were flying in to Atlanta to surprise her dad, who is retiring at a company. So a very big deal, surprise, hey, Dad, you didn't know we're coming. We love you. Thank you for everything you've done for us, and we'll celebrate you, all of that.
That's big time.
Big time.
Big time, big time.
My daddy just worked in the city.
Huge surprise.
Huge surprise. I mean, flights in the whole deal.
Why Atlanta?
That's where the company's based out of.
Oh, okay, cool.
They live in St. Louis. And so what I learned was her brother was on the same flight as her dad yesterday.
Oh.
And he knew this, and he was playing, covert operation, wear a hat, don't be seen. His dad and some of his other colleagues were all on the same flight.
Oh, wow. He was going to get caught.
He didn't. He was able to skate by. There was a couple times in which he was nervous, so he had to duck away, getting to the rental car, all these obstacles.
Wow.
He somehow went through it without his dad. If you think about it, and you're flying with your buddies in, for a business trip and you're retiring, you're probably just yapping it up and not taking in the surroundings as much of who is just walking by me to go to the
back. You're not expecting
to
see your son.
Still fairly remarkable.
Still
though.
A great That's feat in itself.
Espionage.
So I checked in. I believe we were talking about this on the show at some point. I said something about my wife or something. You guys, do you normally text her about stuff? Well, we were texting with someone else because I wanted to see how everything was going. How was the surprise? They were all busy, and so then I get a text at I think I had the weekly wager. I was in the middle of the weekly wager on 94.5 ESPN.
6-7.
Nice. Very, nice. Very nice. Oh, man.
So your head is clearly not in the game because you're probably focused on the show. You see all the flashing lights that Potawatomi has in store for you.
No, this has nothing to do with me being where I was.
Mm.
Sorry I didn't answer. They wanted us at the party at 5:30.
This is your wife.
That was my wife. All good. Was he surprised? ? Because that's what I wanted to know, because this was a buildup. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We've known about this for months.
Yeah.
Yes, but he said you said to him over Thanksgiving, I heard they are throwing a party for you in Atlanta.
What?
Oh, my
Wait a minute. Time
gosh.
Out, man. No, you didn't.
That
no,
is
you
so
didn't.
Horrible. I was waiting for you to maybe accidentally
expose him. Like,
he said, Ben told me weeks ago.
Oh my gosh.
Literally, this has been something months, years, a lifetime in the making, a retirement party. We all kind of imagine that, right?
Your
to celebrate
poor,
one's
poor
career.
Wife.
And you
I was waiting for you to chime in my ears as we are remote at Brewtown Training.
Oh, this is awful.
Oh, my goodness.
What did you say to him?
Did you have
Bro,
too many cocktails?
Know.
Forgot it was
yes,
a surprise?
Yes, it was cocktail Thanksgiving Thursday.
Dude, you've been in the family for all the 5 months, and they about to kick you
no,
out.
That's not
they
true.
About, no, what you mean it's not true?
Not even
you,
five. Three. Really? They got married in August.
I mean, for real, though, this has been your father-in-law for all the 3.5 months, and you are already ruining things for the whole family. Like Brad said, he has worked 40 years of his life to get all his kids through college, get his kids married, and they were trying to surprise him for this one big thing by flying to Atlanta from across the country, and you couldn't keep your lips sealed?
Hey, Pop, you looking forward to your surprise party? That's
I
what
feel
you
bad.
Did. That's
no,
what
you
did.
Feel
anything
bad.
I can do?
No, they hate you now. I just want you to know that.
Think about the expense of and the planning of getting everyone to Atlanta. I mean, the surprise is more than half of the deal.
Please tell me somebody has something worse. 800-990-3776 of ruining a surprise, a gender reveal. It exists, Strofe.
That wasn't even an accident. You just
Yeah, you just did it.
Told
yeah.
Me. You said, they're planning something for you in Atlanta. What in the world? Why would that
no,
pop
I think,
up?
The man's so, I don't,
so let so down.
I vaguely remember having a conversation saying, like, yeah, like, the congratulations. Like, I'm super excited. It'll be great that you can, like, you know, be around family. You know, so I didn't explicitly say.
No, you said something because he specifically said, Ben told me you were planning something in Atlanta. Atlanta. He knew he was going to Atlanta for one thing.
Yeah, exactly.
One thing. You could have said they were planning something
so,
to celebrate.
So the first thing I felt bad about was her poor brother was could you imagine the anxiety that he probably had feeling like
yeah.
a spy kid trying to get on the plane and not being seen by his dad flying to the same place to surprise him for the retirement party?
Yeah, that's a level of stress that you can't necessarily offset.
He went through all of that.
All of that just for Ben to ruin it. He thought he had it, too. He said, guys, I made it. Dad didn't see me. And Dad was like, hey, what's up? I was shocked that I didn't see you on the flight. I was getting
texts about, like, all the stories of how he almost, you know, got caught. And he's like, I don't want to take a picture because people might think it's weird I'm taking a picture of people.
And here's the thing. When you throw someone a surprise like this, a surprise party, a surprise retirement party, for all the people that are coordinating to make it happen, you wait for that one moment. The moment when you see pure surprise, pure shock on the person's face, it makes it all worth it.
Yeah.
So there's two options. Either he showed up and he was not surprised at all. Like they got no satisfaction of a surprise. Oh my gosh, I did not see this coming. Or he faked it. He faked it and he acted out the part.
I saw a video.
Which one did he do? Did he fake it or was he just not impressed?
I guess I could probably, I don't know. I'm not going to send the video for Stroh for YouTube because as Kyle said, they already hate me and don't want me a part of the family. If I put up a video of his reaction to the quote unquote surprise, I might be even
What did
more-
he do? Did he act or was he like, oh, hey, God,
I think he forgot kids. What I said.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, no,
no he didn't.
I don't think it was that direct. Like, I don't think I was super direct on, like, you're going to be with
of
your.
Of course you don't think it was that direct. Of course you think trying to minimize the fact that you ruined this surprise for him and for his family.
Yeah.
I don't think it was that bad. Verbatim, he said, oh, yeah, Ben told me that you guys were planning something for my retirement in Atlanta. We live in St. Louis. Like, what do you mean?
I'm still
You gave the whole location GPS out. You a snitch. You're not a –
No,
you
he's a snitch.
A pigeonhole
he's an
guy.
Idiot. He's an idiot.
What has been always saying is
– I mean, literally, of all the things you could talk to him about over Thanksgiving, you know, being a dad, your wife slash his daughter, sports, whatever, it's probably – you know, your wife's probably
I was
like,
excited
just,
for
just,
him.
You can talk
it's
about
a big
anything except for this. And then you mention that. That's remarkable.
So maybe she does need to do, like, you know, so sometimes when we're, you know, going places, she got a lot of different friends. Like, you know, this person's – there might be drama. She, like, gives me the what's going on before we go to places. So now I think I'm going to – on the 6-hour drives, probably have to reserve the 15 minutes to what's going on with everybody. What can I say and not say?
Are you the I can't keep a secret guy?
No, I am. If you
God looks at me. Because that's a problem, Ben.
I am.
This was a big secret. A big secret.
Hell, Ben can't keep it. Ben got to tell somebody. Somebody got to know. If it's a secret, Ben going to have to tell somebody. I may not know.
I
have things to the grave still to this day.
Oh, sure you.
Locked in the chest.
You've told somebody something. Somebody who don't know nothing about this, I just got to get it out. I know you don't know him, but.
I knew about one of our teammates being pregnant long before anyone else did.
Here you go.
I didn't even tell my wife, and she was pissed.
Oh.
Yeah,
So that was a big enough secret to keep, but this wasn't.
Yeah. Again, I wasn't given explicit directions. Let's go to Mike on the south side. Let's see if he can top me. I know there's an east side now in Milwaukee because I thought somebody calling on the east side of town was swimming in the boat of Lake Michigan. Maybe the east side of Madison. You're on the south side of wherever. You're on with Kyle Bruss and Nortman on the Carbless Talk and Text Line.
Okay, Ben, so like I was telling him earlier, I got a best friend who has a barbecue at his house every year for his birthday, and this year was his 40th, and I got a message from his wife saying, come to the party, it's going to be a Potawatomi, and I didn't know it was supposed to be a surprise, so I called him, and I was like, yeah, I'm going to be at your party at Potawatomi. He's like, what are you talking about? So I ruined the 40th.
Oh, that's not on you, though.
That's not on you.
We don't know if Mike got explicit direction like, hey, this is a surprise.
Yeah, no, you're supposed to be, shh, it's a surprise. But I think, you know, all the
nobody
kids
said to me, shh, this is a, yeah, no,
so
I
what,
knew.
What, I'm going to say.
Is that for real?
His wife literally told him, hey, so this week, I'm going to be gone because I'm going down to Atlanta. For what? To surprise my dad for his retirement. You knew it was a surprise. You just slipped up.
That's why are you acting all like above me right
I'm
now?
I'm acting above you. I just want you to take accountability.
I feel bad. I asked you, what can I do?
Did you apologize to your in-laws?
Yeah. Did you send them like a thoughtful text apology, ruining the moment?
I think I'm going to up the Christmas gift size. The old Ben Bruss throw money
at. Oh, my gosh.
A sincere apology to him, you know, your mother-in-law, and now all of your brother and sisters.
That does nothing.
Your mother-in-law go too?
Send him a note right now.
I hope you had a wonderful time last night.
I'm waiting for my wife to get home to tell me the full scoop because, you know, she was busy last night, went to bed.
Was she disappointed?
Probably not. It's Ben Bruss. She loves him. Ben can do anything.
That's true.
Ben can do anything. She might be mad at a moment.
She sent the crying face emojis because she kind of thinks it's funny.
Laughing crying or crying?
Like laughing crying.
Yeah,
oh. Of course you would be able to get away with it then.
He gets away with everything.
Not only did you ruin it, but the person who's probably most offended by it is laughing it off. Truly remarkable.
Well, they just—I think they know what they're getting now.
Yeah, 100%.
When I said I do and she said I do, they had already knew what they were getting.
Do you think they really knew? Because I feel like at the wedding they were a little surprised by some of the stories they heard.
What, Greg's best man speech?
Yeah. So I think now they really realize.
Maybe after that speech, maybe Greg did you a favor. He gave you sort of a get out of jail free card. That's a perpetual get out of jail because this is just who you are.
That's true.
This is what they should expect.
That's very true.
So how can you get upset because it was
like
their decision to welcome you into the family?
Yeah. Once they heard that speech,
I need a pass, go get $200 and get a better gift for the family.
Man. Just send
a meaningful text. It's not that hard.
You're Mr. Perfect back there.
Damn straight.
I mean, it doesn't have to be perfect. You're just so bad. That was rough.
Yeah, I know.
He's sensitive right now. What were those noises, Mr. Sensitivity?
Because I feel bad about it.
You're not acting
like it.
We're
not bad enough to send a text.
Wait. He feels so bad that he came on the radio to tell KBN Nation about it before he even took the time to text them all, I'm sorry.
Well, I figured they would give me advice on what to do next. That might have been what I was going to cue next, but it's not because we're live from Brewtown Trading Company, and we have some cards to unbox later around 3:45.
Well, I can't wait.
Alex Strofe made up a – do you want to explain what we're going to be doing later? Because I still don't even know, but it's fascinating.
Right. So when you open sports cards like NFL cards or MLB cards or any of the in-betweens – typically, there's like fun facts and bios of all the players on the back, so I wrote those for each of you.
Oh.
I'm sure they're very nice. But what I want to do next is we've introduced Brad Nerdman officially to KVN Nation. And about 3-4 weeks ago, the biggest thing everyone was concerned with about the Green Bay Packers' success long-term moving forward was the offensive line. Aaron Banks was hurt, not playing well. Elgton Jenkins at center really wasn't a great thing. Obviously, you don't want to see him get hurt. Jordan Morgan, don't get Kyle started.
Where's he at?
Exactly. Anthony Belton's in there. Zach Tom. They've been rolling. So Brad's diving deeper into the numbers on what has happened and why this will translate to greater success and why it's really important against one of the most elite pass rushes with the Denver Broncos. 800-990-3776. Carbless Talk and Text Line. Kyle Bruss-Nortman live from Brewtown Trading Co. Next.
You're listening to Kyle Brust and Nortman, KBN.
I'm a tool. I'm a tool. My name is Ben Brust, and I'm a tool.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Live from Brewtown Trading Co., where they have the biggest collection of cards in the state of Wisconsin. We have somebody standing in front of us who sold a Victor Wembanyama platinum something crazy for like $800,000. And this is a true story. I mean, the guy rolled up in some electric Audi. I mean, this guy's amazing. Ben Brust, Kyle Wallace, Bradley Nortman, Alex Strofe running the show. 800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and Text Line, where Liss is more, and of course on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. And as we had just mentioned, this Denver defense is a top three defense in the NFL. They're 10 in pass defense, but their pass rush is something that you don't want to mess with. And so Brad Nortman, we've introduced Brad Nerdman, and you know what? Let's go 3-for-3. Since Alex Strofe produced Brad Nerdman, we need a full-on Brad Nerdman.
When the data gets dense, when the decimals demand justice, when one man dares to calculate it all, it's Brad Nerdman on Kyle Brust and Nortman.
Oh, KBN Nation, that's right. Let me throw on my cape because I am seeking truth and justice and a way forward for this Green Bay Packer team to finally gain a Super Bowl victory. And part of what Brad Nerdman looked into was diving into the enemy, the nemesis that we face that is the Denver Broncos. And we look at them in our whole stable of enemies and figuring out where do they rank and how does that play into not only this week, but going forward. And today my focus, my friends, my fellow Avengers of statistics, the offensive line. Now, why did I look into the offensive line? This was something that I said probably 6 weeks ago, that I said the Green Bay Packers will make the playoffs, but they won't win the Super Bowl. Why? The offensive line. Even Brian Bulaga said at the time, it's not fixable. You can only really mask it. Nobody saw Elgton Jenkins getting hurt, Aaron Banks turning it around, and Anthony Belton being as good as he is. We know Rashid Walker and Zach Tom are good. So the O-line has turned a corner, and they've actually been very serviceable, very good, helping the run game be more improved this last month. And
Jordan Love, serviceable or good? Because that's a big distinction.
I'm going to say good. I'm going to say good. But we're going to learn if they are indeed great this weekend. Now, why do I say that, and why is that important? I dove deep into the defensive statistics of Pro Football Focus and went specifically to defensive lines. It's going to be surprising to nobody that the Green Bay Packers offensive or defensive line, fifth in the NFL Pro Football Focus. Thank you very much, Micah Parsons.
Thank you, Micah.
Thank you, Micah Parsons. But the reality is, if you're going to work your way through our mission against our enemy all the way to the Super Bowl, you're going to have to face some final bosses. Some final bosses that are indeed represented as mutant-level strength on defensive line. And that's why this is important. Denver this week ranked the seventh best defensive line in the NFL. They've got studs and studs and studs. The pass rush is going to be a challenge. This will be the first real test to figure out if this new revamped offensive line for the Green Bay Packers is capable of protecting Love and moving the ball on the ground. Josh Jacobs didn't practice today. Something to keep an eye on as well. Now, why is this important? If the Packers are going to be a Super Bowl team, they're going to have to face other great defensive lines. Seattle Seahawks, eighth defensive line in the NFL. Detroit Lions, 9th best in the NFL. Philadelphia Eagles, 10th best in the NFL. And of course, the biggest nemesis of them all, the one that's the biggest boss, the one that feels like it's conquering planets left and right, Los Angeles Rams, 4th best defensive line in the NFL. It is a situation.
Murderer's row,
probably the best way to put it. I try to think of a superhero thing. I sort of ran out.
I don't know how Brad Nerdman's turned into like a full-on superhero.
Yeah, it's who he is. It's who he is.
Called him Tony Stark. You send up Jarvis and them.
Yeah, you send up like the call in the sky, right? And it's just
I don't think that's how it happens.
It's like a hashtag. It's a number.
He's a comic guy, huh?
And here's the reality. The number one defensive line in the NFL, the Cleveland Browns. The Green Bay Packers had a bad game against them. Now, to be fair, number three defensive line, Pittsburgh Steelers. And they were very, very, very productive against the Steelers. The problem is the rest of the Steelers' defense is horrible. Long story short, defensive Broncos, elite defensive line. This is going to be the first of many elite defensive lines they're going to have to beat on their way to the Super Bowl. This is the first true test for this newly revamped offensive line. Yes, Ben Brust.
Did you dive in any data about the offensive line since they've switched?
Not specifically. No. Just with my eye.
What kind of nerd man is this?
But I will say this.
This is the second time we've done nerd man, and I've had follow-up questions about nerdy stuff, and they don't have it prepared.
Here's what I will say, though, just from quick analytics. This is like quick nerd man right here. Rushing yards.
Nerd man.
Highest rushing yards over the past 4 weeks than they have all season. Over a course of a rolling four-game data size, and Jordan Love's playing his best football. The blitz that the Chicago Bears sent over and over and over, he was one of the best against the blitz performances Jordan Love put on of any quarterback all season. Jordan Love's more protected. They're running the ball more efficiently. When those two things are happening, this offense is clipping at a rate that we haven't seen all season. So, from the eye test, sometimes the nerd man stats lead the way.
Nerd man.
Sometimes it's just the eye test that does it. We can all agree this O-line is better.
Yes.
So,
the O-line is definitely
better. We can also
better.
Utilize data from Josh Jacobs and the running backs when this offensive line has been switched. The yards per carry is up.
Yes. So there you go. This is an elite D-line, and they're going to face many elite D-lines on their way. So we're going to know after on Sunday night if this team can protect Jordan Love, run the football. I think we can arrive on Monday morning and say this team is a true Super Bowl contender. Until this test, until this enemy has been vanquished, we cannot confidently say that the Packers should be true Super Bowl favorites.
Brad Nerdman, making math fun, or at least attempting to.
No, I can get with that because this is going to be the toughest test that they played the entire season. We're talking about going against an elite defense that has been elite.
The entire season? We just mentioned Cleveland.
No, well, from week one all the way to now.
Since the revamped offensive line.
Well, yes. Revamped offensive line or not, this is going to be this offense's toughest test yet. And how they're rolling right now, you would hope that, you know, it's going to be a chance for them to show whether they're for real or whether or not they're not really ready for the big time. But, Brad, you're right. The offensive line, we're going to see if Anthony Belton, we're going to see if Sean Ryan on the inside truly have solidified them. So it is a huge test on Sunday, and I guarantee you the Packers will be ready for it.
Nerd man.
I think they're going to be ready. The Packers going to win on Sunday.
Do you have anything to add
Vegas.
Other than nerd man stroke?
Nerd man.
Nerd man. I saw that coming from a mile away. I shouldn't even ask.
Nerd so man good. Returns on KBN.
It's so good. We need to make a nerd man like logo.
I was just like, thinking about what you would look like in a
nerd man.
Throw it in AI.
Yes.
I give Brad
chest
credit.
Chest out.
You have the physique to be a superhero.
Oh, wow.
You're
thanks.
You're 6'4", 6'3".
Why would we get AI? Why would we AI it? Let's get him a real freaking costume. What are we talking about here?
I mean, AI. Yeah,
so the question is, would it be like the Superman style, like an N?
Dude, you're talking about Avengers.
Yeah, you said let me put on my cape.
You want to put tights on so bad. What happened to you being Iron Man?
What's wrong with tights?
I mean, ain't nothing wrong with tights.
I guess I'm more of an Iron Man.
He has the physique to wear tights.
You have the physique. I don't. You do.
The thing is, I need my Strophis. I might need my Jarvis. Iron Man is probably a lot better. I'm no Hulk, right?
No.
I'm not a Spider-Man.
He's an off-the-wall.
Am I a Thor?
Who's the dorky? You're
Nerd Man.
Bruce Banner is a scientist.
You're Bruce Banner.
Bruce Banner. That converts into Hulk, a.k.a. Nerdman, crushing numbers with every swing of his fist.
This sounds like a type of character that comes into a classroom and says, hey, kids, you ready to learn about numbers today?
Yeah.
Like a math comic
book. No, that's
book.
Me
that's
and fun with numbers, actually.
Yeah, it's starting to be Brad with fun Nerd with Man.
Nerd Man!
Stroke
Nerd Man!
All right, I do.
Brad,
you're right.
When you're nerding out of these numbers, do you get any, you know, courage?
Oh, I get a hankering to open up an ice cold carbless. That really gets the brain going to think about these numbers. It also allows me to just elevate every situation that I'm in. For now, it's a thirsty Thursday, so you know I'm going to head back home. I'm going to crack open an ice cold carbless. I got all the flavors in the fridge right now. We are fully stocked, and that's exactly the way I like it. I think tonight might be a margarita type night. Maybe end with a classic cocktail. Maybe a blood orange too from the Tropical Bliss variety pack. There's so many flavors and so much goodness in each flavor that whether you're enjoying it at home or taking it on the road to a holiday party, you can be assured that there's a flavor for everybody. But not only that, it's a guilt-free experience. You might be having more Christmas cookies this time of year, or even just trying to stay a little bit more trimmed. It's a guilt-free experience. No carbs, no sugar, no gluten, just 100 calories per can, of course gluten-free, and oh-so-perfect carbonation. Makes the sipping experience ideal without upsetting the stomach. It's just another way that Carbless checks every single box that I'm looking for, and it is the go-to ready-to-drink cocktail to enjoy this holiday season. So turn every sip into a little celebration and enjoy Lisses More with ice-cold Carbless.
I was waiting to see if Strofe was going to get Nerd Man when he was done.
Nerd Man!
Alex Strofe, back at the Gruber Law Offices, One Call, That's All Studios, KBN are live from Brewtown Trading Co. 800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and Text line. And I want you to stay tuned because Alex Strofe is going to bring the heat with the Wheel of Strofe.
Oh, wow.
Coming up next.
Nerd Man.
Wheel of Strofe.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
You know Italian. What do you mean?
You know Italian?
You do know Italian.
Oh, you know Italian.
Yeah, he's right.
Oui, oui.
That's French.
But you had gelato.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Live from Brewtown Trading Co., it is Kyle Brustin Nortman. 800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk text line. And, of course, you can see us on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. We have a sweet backdrop.
Oh, yeah.
But let me tell you, everything in the store looks awesome. I look to my left. I got Larry Bird and Indiana State, Team USA, Celtics jersey. They got old. They got new. They got love. They got everything.
We better get that Giannis jersey because that's going to be a classic by next year.
Oh, wow. Oh,
it'll be a throwback.
Wow, I don't like that energy.
What do you mean that energy?
Oh, wow.
Is being real a problem now?
Probably right. But.
Yeah. I mean, that's get it.
Wheel of Strofe.
It's time for the
Wheel of Strofe.
Another day, another buckaroony here on the Wheel of Strofe.
Wheel of Strofe!
I've got a wheel, I've got topics, I've got questions. Hopefully KBN at Brewtown Trading Co. has answers. Away we go on the
Wheel of Strofe!
Okay. You're getting a little button happy.
Nerd
spin! Yeah! Good spin. It's still spinning.
Yeah, it's still spinning. It's purple. So, I have a question.
Okay.
Thank you. I was waiting for that. Is it weird to have an advent calendar for an 11-pound dog?
What is that? What do you mean? Like, the dog is a treat every day?
There is 18 treats and 7 toys.
That's for your enjoyment, not the dog's.
Yeah. Did you get this or did your girlfriend?
I plead the fifth.
Oh, your girlfriend got it. I mean, it's her money, dude. I mean, is she big mamas when it comes to the money?
Yes, she's the breadwinner, if that's what you're asking.
Okay, well, yeah. Then the breadwinner can do what they want. Shut up and just say, oh, that's
shut
nice.
Shut up and do the dishes,
bro. Yeah, shut up. Mean, whoa.
Whoa. Whoa.
Almost repeated that. Whoa. Caught myself.
I'm just wondering, Strofe, did you get any sort of St. Nick present or advent calendar from your girlfriend? Or is it only Patricia that was the beneficiary?
Just Patricia.
Wow.
I mean, so sounds Patricia's like you're jealous.
Yeah, it sounds like you are jealous of Patricia.
I thought you loved Patricia.
I do love Patricia. That's my little stink. I love her.
Little stink.
That's what I call her, little stink. It's like she's a rapper.
Wow. Does she enjoy that nickname?
Stinky.
It's a dog.
We've been making Christmas songs based on the nickname Stink. Would you like to hear
such
one?
Such as? Yeah.
Would you like to hear one?
I would love to hear one.
I want a stinkopotamus for Christmas.
Wow, y'all got too much time.
We also have.
That's
so good.
We also have a stinky butt.
Wow, that one's not even good. That sounds like literally a first grader.
Wheel of Stroke.
You don't want to talk about Patricia? What'd you do for your dogs?
Next, nothing.
Wheel of Stroke!
Yeah, ready!
I do that too, though. I will change Christmas song lyrics to like our boys' names and sing
it
to
them.
Oh,
that's a child, so they can acknowledge.
So, hold on. Can you give me an example? True. Can you give me an example for Will?
I was like, Williamson's coming to town. I was like, today. Like, change his diaper.
Yeah, I like that.
Williamson is coming to town.
Does he acknowledge it, or is it just?
Yeah, he was smiling. Dad, quiet.
Should we enter the jingle for your Kringle contest with Racine Davis Kringles and Will
Wheel
Deantown?
Of Strofe. What do we got?
I already spun it. I wanted to know if we wanted to sing with me, Benny.
I do not.
No.
Kyle does, though.
No, I don't want to sing with you.
But you had a great voice.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I really do have a good voice.
National Stretching Day today. I don't know how.
What? You don't know how to stretch?
That's what I learned. Last time I played pickleball, I pulled my groin and it hurt for like 4 weeks.
Ooh. Yeah.
This is even further proof that he never did anything athletically.
Yeah. Stretching. You can teach like a kindergartner how to stretch.
Yeah, that is actually confusing.
How do you stretch your groin?
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
Like the butterfly stretch.
I've done that. He doesn't know where to spread your legs out and lean side to side. I mean, the most basic stance.
Strofe, no.
I'm going to do it on stream right now.
Strofe, the rest of your body is probably so unbelievably tight that you need to stretch the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
No, see, like, he's holding his feet, Brad. He needs to push on the outside of you, like, you push on the inside of your knees.
Like, yeah?
Strofe, can I?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You gotta counterbalance some of that weight. Oh.
Can we get real for a second? The kid claims he ran cross country. He claimed he played basketball.
I did!
But then he also doesn't know how to stretch. Like, what? Either you have the worst sports team ever.
I'm ready right now.
You're a liar.
Hold on, I gotta answer the phone.
What do you think the answer is, dude?
He's a liar.
Yes, we've been gathering more information and know that this has all been made up in his head.
Strofe, can you touch your toes?
He's been living a lie.
Yeah, and he's
telling it all to us every day.
We found a highlight of him doing broadcasting, but we haven't seen a highlight of him playing sports.
Highlight of
or a video?
I'd say that might be the lowest point of his life.
He's on the phone. That's why I said, "Yeah, he can't touch his toes. He's so tight everywhere else.
I can't touch my toes. Was that a question? Yeah, I've never been able to. My hamstrings are way too tight. Never. My whole life.
To the front.
Well, that's why you're pulling stuff.
Yeah.
If your hamstrings are tight, the rest of your body is in trouble.
Do you think I'll ever be athletic?
No, you're
if you
old.
Haven't been yet.
When he says stupid things, we need to stop acknowledging them.
From Ben Brust.
No.
Mister, there's no east side of Milwaukee.
That the biggest trait that you value is self-awareness. And you ask him all these dumb questions that you should have the self-awareness to know.
That was a lie when he said that, by the way. The kid is very unself-aware.
No, the most important human quality is self-awareness, and the world needs more love. All right, that does it for the Wheel of Strofe.
Oh, you didn't even have anything.
He didn't have anything.
What was that?
Stretching day?
What?
I guess
hear how quickly he ended that? Yeah, and that's
done.
It for the show.
No, you were making fun of me. I quit.
Sure, that's what you did in sports, too.
Oh my God.
You could have gave us something. You got, a pointless game tonight. But you could have. You could have gave us some more, Sharon. More. You could have gave us more.
Right, I was advised against that.
Tell us about American Family Insurance.
Oh, well, I mean, somebody.
We'll get to over under, where I'm sure it will be a lot better than what we just did.
I don't know if he remembers even the fact that he had to do that today, but something that you know they will always remember is at American Family Insurance, because life is better when you have a home policy or auto policy through American Family Insurance. You don't want to be driving in the wintertime and, you know, and not have car insurance. Like, you never know what can happen. Somebody can hit you from the back. Somebody can sideswipe you. Your brakes may not work. You want to make sure you are protected, and that is what American Family Insurance will do. They will protect you in all the different scenarios. So make sure you visit AmFam.com today. You can find an agent online who can walk you through everything that they have to offer, how you can bundle things, or you can simply go online and get a quote instantly at AmFam.com. So always remember to insure carefully and dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance. Visit AmFam.com today to find an insurance agent or get a quote instantly online.
Let's go to over-under coming up next, where we know that's usually and always engaging and fun and thoughtful, and we use our brains together. There was no brain power in the Wheel of Strophe there. Let's
wow.
Caller 15.
Harry Hirsch today. Cranky.
No brain power.
800-990-3776.
Ask, how do you stretch, Brad?
That's true. That's
you
a
said
wild
that's how you can teach a
question.
Three-year-old how to stretch.
Brain power. Caller 15, you are going to get a category from Alex Strofe, as well as an over-under line. You get to choose if you believe in Kyle, Brust, and Nortman here at Brewtown Trading Co. to get as many right answers as possible over the line that Strofe sets, or you can choose under. Caller 15, you get the choice. Caller 20, you're stuck on the other side. Somebody's walking away a winner. 800-990-3776. That's 800-990-3776, over under on KVN, live from Brewtown Trading Co. Next.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
So in my short time here, I've come to learn about these things. I call them Strofe Days, where he's doing something for himself, and then he just wipes his calendar, regardless of how it may affect other people.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. Welcome to Jackpotland. This fall,
Kyle Brustin Nortman with you till 4 o'clock on ESPN Wisconsin, 5 o'clock on ESPN Milwaukee. Ben Brust, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman from Brewtown Trading Co. Huge collection of cards, the biggest selection in Wisconsin. They live stream daily on Fanatics Live. Make sure you come stop in and check it out. Tons of cool signed jerseys that are framed and a huge card collection for you to choose from.
Is this in Greenfield?
Yes, sir.
It is.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Time now for a little bit, not even a little bit, a lot of bit of over-under.
Will the guys hit the over or will they disappoint? It's time for over-under on Kyle Brust and Nortman.
Over-under time here on KBN. I've got a topic of 10. And the guys are going to try to get more than the Alex Strofe Sportsbook says they will. Caller 15, Dave in Cottage Grove. He didn't even wait to hear the line. He said, I believe so much in KBN. I don't care what the line is. Give me the over.
That's
my
guy. Well, let's not celebrate yet. We got to deliver for him.
Well, we can celebrate. Thank you.
And then a brand new fan watching us on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee, Daniel in Arkansas.
Oh, hey, Arkansas.
Caller 20. He said, yeah, I tuned in on Monday to hear people talk about the Bears, and these guys were way funnier than everybody else, so I love your show now.
Yeah.
Let's go. I guess they saw Kyle dancing his Bears Still Sucks song.
Pulling the belt out.
Yeah. Go Pack, go. Don't let the hoodie surprise you.
I was going to say, I imagine Daniel's rather confused because he goes from seeing Kyle dance in a Jordan Love jersey on Monday to wearing Broncos gear.
I love Jordans.
Turner, his cousin, is on the practice squad for the Denver Broncos.
All righty. Today's topic, fellas. I am looking for the top 10 teams in the NFL with the best point differential this season. The top 10 teams in point differential this season. I have the over-under at 7.5. Who is our final answer-er?
I'll do it.
All right.
All right, Bradley.
Nortman, do you know this is the place, Brewtown Trading Co., in which the second time Brad screwed up Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust?
Yes.
Man.
And banned and banned. So don't screw this one up, Brad.
That Here started that we whole catastrophe. Go.
The top 10 teams with the best point differential in the NFL. Your time starts in 3, 2, 1.
Rams final.
LA Rams final.
Yeah, they are number 2 on this list, plus 152.
I will put Patriots in there, too. There
yeah, I was going to do Patriots. I mean, the teams that have won a lot of games. Yeah. Patriots final.
Yeah, they're number 3, plus 110.
Believe it or not, Seattle should be on.
I have Seattle final. They put up a lot of points.
Yeah. Seattle's very much on here. They are number 1 at plus 161.
I would still put the Broncos on there because they've blown out a couple teams.
Well, they also Denver came back a lot. They've been in a lot of one-score games.
Yeah, but they beat the Cowboys by like 40 points.
Yeah, I think that was at least 20
I guess if you're
points,
winning
yeah.
all those games,
you got to
yeah,
have
10
some
and 2, you have almost
you gotta,
none
you
against you.
Yeah,
yeah
you
Denver final.
Barely skating in. They are number 9 on this list, plus 73.
I know I wonder, Detroit.
I wonder what the Lions would be. Y'all can kick
it. Yeah, I think we leave that on
they
there.
They have a plus 30 against the Bears, which helps them.
Yeah, I mean, only 8-5.
And then they have a plus 20
they
against
blow,
the Commanders.
Yeah,
2 minutes.
I would say Detroit.
And they don't get blown out like that.
I think Detroit might even have a bigger differential than the Packers. Let's go to Lions final.
Good call by you guys. They're 5th, plus 90.
All right, plus so the 90. Bills should be on this list that we're thinking about. What but, are some other
yeah,
teams
Yeah, because Bills
in
blew
AFC?
Out Carolina that one time.
49ers don't.
Bills, Packers.
You need three more for
Packers
the win.
List.
I guess
Colts? Will Colts still be on this list despite because Colts all the games they've lost I feel like were close.
They did have some blowouts early in the season.
I like
it.
The teams like a drum.
I like it.
Okay, let's do Indy final.
You have the top 5. They are number 4 plus 91.
Who was number 1?
Seattle.
Got it.
So we got Bills, Packers.
There was one that
I mean,
just
Jags are
on.
Leading
Healers.
The division. That's not a runaway.
So real quick from a Packers standpoint, their losses have come
by 3 points.
3 points.
That's true.
3 points.
But they haven't beaten teams by too much.
And then the Browns. So
1 minute.
With their combination of 9 wins, get
Do
you
think
around 70 points.
Ah, 70 though.
70.
See,
well,
but they beat several teams at double digits. Washington, Detroit,
10, 20.
I like Green Bay.
Yeah, Green Bay.
Green Bay final.
Yeah, Green Bay plus 75. You need one more.
Where are they?
No, number 7.
Eighth?
Sorry.
Number 7.
So we got
well,
Bills,
tied for 7.
Jags.
Yes.
Who else is division leaders? Philly?
30 seconds.
They're 8-4.
I don't think anybody in the AFC North would be
no.
Known. We got the AFC East with the Bills. Well, we got the Bills on the list, the Patriots.
Bills
the AFC good. South, you talked about the Jags. AFC
maybe.
West,
not Houston.
We got the Broncos.
Chargers?
The Chargers were the only one to write down. So let's get back to the NFC.
So we 9.
Oh, wow, that was quick.
Two Bills final.
Bills final.
7. 6. Okay. 5.
Okay,
that's
go.
Fine.
Four.
We won.
They are number 6, plus 83. You've got two guesses left if you want to use them.
Okay, let's keep going. So
the Eagles don't blow teams
Jags,
out.
Jags, Eagles, Chargers.
I like the Chargers.
I don't know. The Chargers have lost so many games. I'm just so concerned about that.
They've lost 4 games.
Have they? I feel
they're
like
9-4.
The Jags,
they're 9-4.
The Chargers are 9-4.
I guess they had some ugly losses in. Well, yeah,
and Jags just blew that team. Let's do Chargers.
The Jags have been blowing teams out.
I like the Jags.
I like
the Jags
first.
I like
Jags
the Jags
first.
Oh,
really?
Okay. Duval.
Chargers.
Eagles.
No, you had the conference right. Both of these teams in the AFC.
Huh. Good thing we got Bills.
Both the teams in the AFC.
AFC.
Are we underestimating the Steelers, maybe?
No. I'll just tell you that flat out no.
No. He says
well, because
no.
They're the division leader.
The Texans haven't blown teams out. The
yes, they have.
Oh, the
Texans,
yes.
Number
oh,
eight.
Texans.
They are tied with
– remember, their defense.
Tied
good,
with the Packers, plus 75,
wow.
Both of them.
So
they've won 5 games in a row.
You are missing
have,
team 10.
Blowouts?
And it, remember my golden rule, even if they're not in the playoffs.
Oh,
race.
Patrick Mahomes.
Are
Chiefs?
You kidding me? The Chiefs?
The Chiefs are number 10, plus 63.
Unbelievable. Aren't they under 500
yeah,
now?
They're 6-7. Them and the Miami Dolphins. 6-7.
The Dolphins are 6-7. They've won 3 in a row.
Yeah.
They've won 4 in a row.
The Chiefs.
5 in a row.
Okay, let's stop.
Are they in the playoff picture?
No. Six in a row.
Seven?
Playoffs, I guess so. Mike McDaniel.
Not really. If the Chiefs are in the hunt, then yeah, they're in the hunt.
Can
yeah,
I show my socks now?
How about that? We delivered for our guy that had so much confidence in us.
Look at this.
What did you expect? You wore a Broncos hoodie. You can't.
Look at this.
That's confusing.
It doesn't matter. You're repping a Broncos hoodie.
With the Packers socks on.
Your socks are
underneath
pants.
You're giving the Packers your scraps.
No, no, I'm not giving them my scraps.
Your scraps.
I'm giving my socks. I spent good money on these. Baby girl spent good money.
How much is good?
Baby girl spent $15 on these socks.
That's way too much.
For
a pair of socks?
For a Packer backer to hide them under his jeans and rep a Broncos hoodie.
But I got Packers on,
again,
too.
You've been very confusing this week.
Hell no. I ain't confused at all. I can't wait to Sunday.
You may not be, but you've confused everybody else.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait to Sunday.
Because you're rooting for the Broncos.
The hell with that.
What?
The hell with that. I had to stop myself.
Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Bradley Norton, live from Brewtown Trading Co. Get your cards. Huge selection. We will be unboxing some later.